You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
To the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to the second dose this week of Dundalk. It's Friday night racing, of course, from Ireland's only all-weather venue, and you'll hear every race live on Friday afternoon with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capel. In the studio, we've got Dundalk along with Wolverhampton in the evening, and before that, second day of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury alongside Doncaster and Musselburgh, so plenty to enjoy on Friday. But joining myself, Sam Norris, on this Dundalk preview, as ever, is Andy Holding.
Hi, Sam.
You all right, Andy?
Very well, thank you, yes. Looking quite strong tonight's card at Dundalk. There is some horses that have been posting some very good numbers, and a lot of them are all running on this eight-race card, so that should be quite good for us betting from a betting perspective.
Yeah, plenty of Dundalk specialists as well littering the card, Andy.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, a lot of them now are beginning to run two or three times, and their sort of form's racking up, their time figures are racking up. It's just a question of looking at where they're drawn. Are they running out of the right trip? Are they running in the right grade? And, you know, some of them, are they still in that kind of form that we can rely upon them to do exactly the same again? Hopefully, the ones that I'm going to pinpoint for this evening, that will be the case.
Yeah, hopefully so. We'll dive into the action then. We start at Dundalk at 5:35 on Friday evening with the tremendously named Big Bad Bob Maiden. This one over 5 furlongs. 10 of them will take their chance in this. What do you make of the field?
Not a particularly strong one, Sam, if I'm being honest. This is quite a weak event. We haven't got any big, powerful stables represented, or certainly not in great, huge quantities anyway, let's say. The one I quite like here is Victoria's Secret, filly by Holy Roman Emperor. She's just had the one run. And she's shaped with a degree of promise behind two smart horses in the shape of Indira, who'd got a bit of previous from the Mickey Halford stable. And, of course, Safouf, who'd been running at places like the Curragh and Leopardstown, respectively, from the Kevin Prendergast yard. So, to be fair, she did really well to finish third on that occasion. She looked quite threatening going down inside the last two furlongs, only just to not quite have the finishing punch of the front two. But I'd probably put that down to lack of experience, lack of match sharpness, one way or another. But she showed plenty of speed. And I think Tommy Stacks recognised that himself, because he's dropping the filly back to 5 furlongs from an opening 6 furlongs, of course. She's got a reasonable draw tonight as well, in trap 5, right in the middle of the 10-strong field. And you've got horses like Mr. Michael, La Fleur de Force, of course, Lovey's All Around, who've had plenty of chances, you know, all looking fairly exposed. So you'd imagine either her or maybe up and away from the William McCreary stable to step up to the plate here. I actually tipped up and away last time out at the Curragh, but she was a little bit disappointing, in all fairness, when sent off favourite after being well-backed. So she's obviously got a leave that will run well behind. She might well do so, but whether she's good enough to beat Victoria's Secret is certainly up to question, and that horse is the choice.
Victoria's Secret then, the one for Andy in the 5:35. Race number 2 comes up at 6:05. Again, sprint handicap here over 5 furlongs, and quite a few of these arrive here in winning form, Andy.
They certainly do, yeah. Brunville Lady's in great nick. She's a course winner. Probably all her best forms at over 6 furlongs at Wolverhampton, if you're being picky. Chicklet was a bit of a disappointment last time out. Kimbay bounced back to form, as predicted on the podcast last week. But there's only one horse I want to be with here, and this is this improved Dan's Gift, who's gone from a mark of 50 all the way up to 75, £25, no less, after the back of 2 victories. But I still don't think that's going to stop this horse from winning again. He absolutely made mincemeat of similar horses here the other night, beating Kimbay by 3 1/4, then Soars, Well Done Me. A lot of, like I say, informed horses and well-backed horses were brushed aside by this just miraculously improved horse. I'm not sure what Shirley Lavery's done with this individual, who, to be fair, had got some decent form, but no winning form up until, like I say, striking on its last 2 starts. The horse has just simply turned inside out. It's been travelling like literally like a Mustang through its races and quickening up really smartly. So I don't really care what kind of handicap mark it's running off now. I'm just basically backing the fastest horse in the race, the horse who's coming in on top of his game. And I'm not really a weight to measure man, so I'm just going to go with Dan's Gift until his run ends. And I don't think it'll be tonight either.
Andy taking Dan's Gift then to get the hat-trick up in the 6.05. We'll move ahead to the 6.35 now. This is a mile and a half handicap. Dead eight at the time of recording. Hopefully all eight stand their ground as there'll be a couple of decent each-way prices, Andy.
Yeah, nice shape to this race. And there should be a reasonably run one as well, which will suit my selection. You've got Sharjo in the blinkers first time, who often goes off quite quickly. So there shouldn't be any excuses for stronger than me, my selection here at the top weight, trained by Will Farrell. Clearly likes it here at Dundalk because he'd come back off a long sabbatical since his last run back in 2012 when he was also victorious here over this track over a mile to win here quite comfortably from Ringside Humour. And the feature of that race is the strong nature of the gallop set by the horse that I fancy, Paul Durr, and the fact that Stronger Than Me quickened really well off of it as well to produce a really good overall time and a very good finishing sectional as well. Clearly right on top of his game. Despite the £9 rise in the weights, I'd certainly expect Stronger Than Me, if he's in the same form, to justify that victory here the last day. And even though he's up 2 furlongs, I don't expect him to fall short on stamina either. He's running plenty competitive mile and a quarter stroke, mile and a half races in the past. So another strong selection, a winner from 2 weeks ago, Stronger Than Me.
Stronger Than Me, the fancy for Andy then in the 6.35. Next race on the card comes up at 7.05, a handicap here over a mile and a quarter. Quite a few of them to sort out here. Andy, what did you like?
Yeah, I'd probably have a couple against the field, not seeing the prices, of course, doing this preview a little bit earlier than normal. But Gunshoot would definitely be one I'd have on my shortlist here. I didn't think the race panned out for him quite as well as Connections would have anticipated here the last day. When he got a terrible draw, he was slowly away. He was still last turning out of the back straight, but he did run on quite eye-catchingly to finish a never near a seventh. So I think he's certainly better than that, and he's got plenty of back class here at Dundalk in the past. So he's got to be on the shortlist. And the other one is RT Celebra, horse I tipped here last time out. Unfortunately, he finished second best to Solar Benny, who turned in his best ever performance. But that was a good effort by Timothy Dawes Charge, and I noticed this stable just beginning to catch fire as well. Of course, they had a winner here 2 nights ago when Northern Surprise certainly lived up to his name when he floored my hot pot, Hat Al Nasser. I'm still picking myself off the canvas after that defeat. I still can't believe that Mickey Halford's horse managed to get beat. But hopefully this horse who runs in the same colours as Northern Surprise will certainly run another good solid race as he did here 16 days ago. So two against the field here, Gunshoot and RT Celeb.
Couple then to think about for Andy in that race there, the 7.05. We'll move ahead to the second division of that mile and a quarter handicap coming up at 7.35. An interesting field here, including Honor Oak, who I know you were mad keen on when beaten here last month, Andy. Another chance today?
I've got two, really. I still believe in this horse. I was disappointed, as many of us punters who backed her. I actually backed her each way. I think I got 4-1 or 7-2, and I was feeling quite smug as she went off 13-8-5, thinking, well, this can't be out the frame at the very worst. And lo and behold, she did finish out the frame. She finished fourth. Just didn't think things really panned out for her on that evening. Now, whether she wasn't quite as good as what I anticipated or whether she just didn't run her race is obviously the two burning questions here. I'm hoping it's very much the latter, because I still think she's capable of mixing it in this kind of company. She didn't get the best of runs either on that occasion, even though I'm not holding out for too many excuses. She just simply wasn't quite good enough on the night. I think this is equally as tough, or if not tougher, than the race she ran in the other night. So it won't be easy for Tom Hogan's three-year-old. But I'm going to give her one more go. I'm going to stay loyal to her, because the time figure that she produced the time before was certainly much better than a horse rated 63. So I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, and hopefully she justifies my beliefs.
OK, another chance for Honor Oak then in the 7.35. We'll move on, though, to the 8.05 now. This is a maiden over a mile. Quite a few debutants on the field here, Andy. Are you concentrating on those with a run?
I am, yeah, and I'm going to make one of these horses in this race. I'm going to select the best bet on the card. I thought this horse was hugely lucky not to win on all-weather debut here the other day. And the horse is called Red Ranner from the Willie Brown stable. A horse that ran incredibly well on its previous start at the Curra. Certainly showing up quite prominently in a very keenly contested race won by Black Sea. There's certainly no fluke about that performance either, given the time figure of the race. The horses like Autard have won since, who finished third, so I certainly believed in this horse's chances here when he would come here a couple of weeks ago, but he got an absolutely shocking run through in that race. It went the way of Aspen Mountain, horse who I actually selected in the race, but there was no doubt in my mind that Red Ranner was the best horse in the race. He just got, like I say, just got a horrible run through. He missed the brake. He got in behind horses. He then raced Keane. He was trying to go for a run down the lane, and he had to switch him out wide. And everything that could go wrong did go wrong for this horse. And I bet Shami Heffernan was absolutely livid, as well as connections were, that this horse didn't win here the last day. I think this race is actually weaker than the one he took part in the other day. And if he just gets a run through, I think he should be winning this race, because he's a lovely, lovely horse. He just wants to get into his stride and let him really extend. And that was what didn't happen the other night. He's up in trip as well, which should suit. So hopefully Lightning won't strike twice on this occasion. And Red Ranner proves what a good horse he is in the 8.05.
Red Ranner getting the vote then for Andy in that 8.05 contest. Move ahead to the penultimate race on Dundalk's card on Friday evening, the 8.35. This is a 6-furlong maiden. Who's on the shortlist here, Andy?
Yes, again, not a race chock full of quality, and a race I probably won't have a bet in, but I'll probably go with Barnes at Bay here, tentatively. I'm just taking a chance that he can go a little bit better than he did last time in the first time blink, because I think Gerlines has probably had enough with her. She's obviously just not quite putting it all in, and that was probably very much the case here last time when she was only six behind Chestnut Fire. She didn't get the best of run through on that occasion either. But if you go back to some of her best form behind Marie's and Avenue, Montagne, Charissa, et al., then she's certainly got a chance of taking this race. But it's such a weak affair that I can't quite come to terms with making anything other than just a tepid selection. You've certainly got Interfire and Pick Your Battle as the two major dangers on form. But I'll go with Joe Lyons' charge, and like I say, hopefully the headgear will work in what looks a really bad race.
Burns at Bay then in the first time blinkers, going to pick for Andy in the 8.35. We'll move ahead to the final race of the night then at 9.05, a 7-furlong handicap. We mentioned at the top of the podcast, Dundalk Specialist. There's a whole host of them in this race, Andy.
Yeah, there is, but none more so than Reckless Lad. And I'm going to take Patrick Martin's charge to round off hopefully what will be a decent night for us. He comes in here right on top of his game at the moment. And even though he's up £4 for finishing second here the other night, I certainly don't think it's enough to stop him here, providing he gets to the run of the race. And he should do, really, because there's bound to be a bit of pace on here, courtesy of Moantree being in the lineup, and that'll make sure that this race is run at a sound tempo. He's probably best over a mile, but he has got plenty of form over seven. But that race he was involved in here the last day was a very, very good race, as I mentioned on my podcast on Wednesday night. I actually missed the winner, which is, I could literally cry, to be honest, that I missed political policy, because I went for the third horse out of the race, Hatal Nasser, made it my nap, missed political policy in the final race, and of course political policy won the last race. It was just a mile and a quarter trip, which put me off Gavin Cromwell's race. But that race that political policy won and Reckless Lad was second in was one of the fastest times I've got here so far at the Dundalk campaign. So if my speed figures are telling me that Reckless Lad has got the pace of this lot, hopefully he can prove me correct in that concluding handicap.
Reckless Lad it is then in the nightcap on Friday evening at Dundalk. Just remind us, please, one more time, your 8 selections for a bumper night's racing from Ireland's only all-weather venue.
Yeah, looking forward to the card on Friday evening. We've got some nice bets up our sleeve. Victoria's Secret kicks off the ball rolling for us in the 5.35. Dan's Gift, certainly going to follow him until he's beaten in the 6.05. Stronger Than Me, it was a good win on the clock 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to make him my choice in the 6.35. 7.05, 2 against the field, there would be Artisa Lebon Gunshoot. 7.35, I'll give Honor Oak one more chance. I certainly believe in her. She just didn't run to form last time out. The best bet on the card is Red Ranner in the 8.05, and I suggest you follow him in future races. I think he's a really nice horse. 8.35, not a great opinion here, but Barnes at Bay might just be able to put one or two disappointment team runs behind her in the first time blinkers. In the final race, Reckless Lad was involved in a hot race here 7 days ago, and he looks the pick on the figures and on form in that concluding handicap.
Okay, Andy holding selections there for Friday night's action at Dundalk. And remember, you'll hear every race live on William Hill Racing Radio from 12:15 PM with Mick Norton, Craig Forsyth and Gary Capewell in the studio for the second day of the Hennessy meeting at Newbury. We've also got Doncaster and Musselburgh domestically in the afternoon, then into the evening. It's all weather all the way with Wolverhampton and Dundalk, so make sure you join us for all of that. Thank you for providing us with your selections on the podcast today, Andy, and best of luck on Friday night.
Yeah, good luck, Sam. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.